Oh, morning all. It's lovely to be at my own church with my own church family and have the opportunity to talk a little bit about what we do at Christians in Schools. It did look for a minute like the choir were leaving when Steve stood up to talk. Your reputation obviously precedes you, Steve. But I'm just going to follow on from Steve and build on a little bit about what he was talking about and go into a bit more detail about what we do. I have been employed to be a primary school worker, as Steve said, so I'm going to talk about the primary work. There is lots of secondary work going on as well, but I'm less involved with that, so I'm going to focus on the primary work. So I finished working here over a year ago. Can't believe it's been a year, but that means I've been at Christians in Schools for just over a year as well, and it's been a fantastic year. I was employed to try and build and grow the work of Christians in Schools, sort of in more south and west Stockport area. So places like Hazel Grove and Bramall and Davenport, branching out to Marple, Disley, and of course here in Poynton as well. I've left my clicker somewhere, Reece. I'm really sorry, I'm going to have to rely on you. Part of our mission at Christians in Schools, oh, thanks, Evelyn, my glamorous assistant. Part of our mission in Christians in Schools is to work with local churches. We can go into schools and we can do lessons and assemblies and projects, and we love doing them. But to partner with local churches is really important because we can't do follow-up after we've been in a school. So to be able to work with local churches, with them, in local schools is kind of our vision, really. And it's been a great thing to do in Poynton because, of course, I'm familiar with the local churches, I'm familiar with the local schools, and I also know Joe, our youth and schools worker. So over the last year, to try and build and develop the work in Poynton has been really exciting and a real blessing just because it's where I'm coming from. So that's great. That sort of partnership reminds me of a Bible verse from Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And it says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labour. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. And that verse is really special to me when I think about working with local churches in the local schools and partnering to try and build God's kingdom in local communities together. As Steve said, Christians in Schools are affiliated with Scripture Union. And one of Scripture Union's big campaigns is the 95 campaign. And the 95 campaign is all about reaching the 95% of children and young people who do not go to church or who do not come from a Christian background and do not have opportunities to hear about Jesus and the Christian faith. And really, that vision is where our heart is at Christians in Schools. We really have a heart for trying to go into schools and reaching the 95 and sharing something of Jesus with them and sharing the Christian faith. And we do that in a number of ways. Steve has talked through a lot of them, but I'm just going to give you a bit more detail about the primary work. So we have six projects that we run throughout the year. We try and have a project every half term. So the one coming up for us is our anti-bullying project. And every year in November, there is a national anti-bullying week. So last year, their theme was Choose Respect. So we wrote a project all about respect. We used video clips. We were able to draw on the World Cup, actually, because there was a lot of disrespect going on the pitch. So we were able to draw on a sort of topical thing that was going on at the time as well. We had interactive things for the young people to do. We gave them scenarios that they might find themselves in to try and encourage them to think about how they might respond. And we spent a lot of time with the young people thinking about respect and retaliation. And when we gave them scenarios, helping them to work out what was choosing respect as a response and what was choosing retaliation. And at the end, they also made anti-bullying posters that were based on choosing respect. And it was a really great project. We loved doing it. And the young people seemed to get a lot out of it. The project that we do after that is our Christmas project. We write two Christmas projects. We write one for Key Stage 1, which is for kind of 5 to 7 year olds, and we write another one for Key Stage 2, which is for 8 to 11s. And schools are doing Christmas. They kind of do the nativity thing anyway, so they're really open to us going in and running these projects. Last year for Key Stage 1, we did the story of the new noisy neighbour. It was a Bible Society video. It's about a mouse who's living in the stable, and he's trying to work out who this new baby, this new noisy neighbour is. So we wrote a whole project based on that video. We made mouse detective masks, and all the children became mouse detectives as we went through that story, trying to see what it meant. This baby was God's saviour, this baby is God's king, this baby is Emmanuel, and being able to unpack that story in a really fun, interactive way to help get that story, the true meaning of Christmas, over. And for Key Stage 2, we used another Bible Society video, which was called The Well Good News of Christmas. And our whole project was based on good news. So what's your good news? What's the best news you've ever heard? Why do you think the Christmas story might be good news? And they all became journalists. And at the end, they had to make a front page of a newspaper. They had to pick an aspect of the Christmas story and really write about it in a journalistic way, why it was well good news. They interviewed people from the story. Like, there was quite a few interviewed shepherds. There were pictures, there were taglines. It was a lot of fun. And the kids loved doing it. So that was really good fun as well. In the spring term, we have Diary of a Disciple. This is basically our storytelling project. It's a really big project. It's only for Key Stage 2. It's for 8 to 11-year-olds. And we use Diary of a Disciple, which is here. We've got lots of our resources, by the way, at the back on a table if you want to have a look. But this is called Diary of a Disciple, and it's written in a brilliant way. This is basically Luke's Gospel. There is another one as well called Peter and Paul, which is the book of Acts. These are produced by Scripture Union, and they're written in such a fun way. They're written in a style that's really popular with young people at the moment. So it's lots of symbols, pictures, kind of curly writing, and the kids really love reading it. But we go in, and we're able to give every child a segment from Luke's Gospel, and then we gift one of these to every class. So every class we work with gets Luke's Gospel in their classroom, which is amazing, and every child gets to take home sort of a portion of this for themselves. Themselves as well. And so we go through big aspects of the gospel with them, and then we have a carousel of activities that children take about an hour to go around. There's four activities, and each activity unpacks something of Luke's gospel. So by the time they've gone around the carousel of activities, like, the gospel message is very much being drilled home to them because they've gone through Luke's gospel. It's a great project. Teachers love it because it also ticks, like, the RE box, the literature box. So schools are fairly open to us going in and getting children to do this. And then, of course, at Easter, we have our Easter project as well. Similar to Christmas, we have a Key Stage 1 project. We also write a Key Stage 2 project. Earlier on this year, Key Stage 1, we did another Bible Society video, which was the super cool story of Jesus. And again, going through in a really fun way the Easter story with these children and really, like, hammering home the true meaning of Easter. We focused particularly on the resurrection this year. And with Key Stage 2, we looked at Narnia. We looked at stories. We asked the young people, like, what's their story? And how has their story developed so far? And then we looked at certain clips from films, particular films where characters have died and come back to life. And we looked at how, when they come back to life, that changes the story for them. And then that took us on to Narnia, and we looked at the clip of when Aslan comes back to life. And we talked about how that changed the story, not just for Aslan, but for all the people around him. And of course, then we were able to talk about the resurrection in the Bible, Jesus Christ's resurrection, and how him coming back to life changes everyone's story. It changes the world's story. And then we got them to make a booklet for themselves about how that impacts their own story now. So that was a really great thing to do with them. I'm not sure if my click is working now, Reese. Oh, there you go. And then our two other projects. We've got a wellbeing project, which we haven't written yet. It's going to be new next year in the summer term. It's going to be around SATs time. So after year two and year sixes have done their SATs, which are quite stressful for year sixes, actually, the pressure that they feel to do those tests. But we're going to write and roll out a wellbeing project to go into schools. And there's actually a school here in Poynton that have offered for us to trial it on their children. So that actually is going to be rolled rolled out next year, hopefully, but we're going to trial it first at a school here, which would be great. And we also run It's Your Move, which Steve talked about. It's specifically for year sixes, and it's about the transition to high school. Great project, again, really fun. Like this year we had tie races to who was like the ultimate tie champion. We get them to think about organisation. We have a backpack, getting your bag ready race. We have a school maze to help them think about how the building's going to be bigger, and they have to try and get their way around and find out where everywhere is. But most importantly in that project, we give them an opportunity to voice their questions and voice their anxieties about going to high school. And they do have a lot of questions and a lot of anxiety. So it's a great opportunity to talk with them and to talk about high school and to try and maybe help them in some of those worries that they have as they prepare to make that transition to high school. I'm not going to spend loads of time on this, but as well as projects, we also do loads of school assemblies. We have an assembly for every week of the year, and we write them all down as a dossier. We write all our own assemblies. We give them to schools, and schools basically pick what they'd like us to do. Some like us to go in weekly, some fortnightly, some monthly. Some just kind of pick five they'd like throughout the whole year, and we go and do them. But there is an assembly for every week. We do four different lunch clubs, and again, there's a worship club, there's an IT-based one, there's a faith seekers one. We do church visits, so schools come to local churches. We partner up with the local churches and do visits. And we also do loads of RE lessons. We basically have now written every lesson that covers the whole of the RE curriculum across Stockport. So across both key stages, there is not one single aspect of the Christian curriculum on their RE syllabus that we can't cover for them in various series. So we go and do RE lessons as well, which is dead good. Just thinking specifically about Poynton, just to give you an idea of what we've done over the past year, this is what we've done. So we've done lots of school assemblies in lots of the schools. We've done our anti-bullying projects. We've done It's Your Move with Year Sixes. We've done all our Christmas projects, all our Easter projects. And Joe and I also go in weekly to Poynton High School and run a lunch club on a Wednesday with about kind of 10 young people who come, where we're just talking and tentatively exploring certain aspects of the Christian faith with them. They have no interest in the Christian faith whatsoever. They have an argument for everything, and they are a great bunch of young people. And we love working with them, and so please prayers for that. I just want to finish with this quote, really. It says, "We will never change the world by going to church. We will only change the world by being the church." And I think that's so true. We're not going to change the world by coming here on a Sunday morning. We get to worship the Lord and have fellowship and be a church family, which is incredible. But we're not going to change the world if we only do that. We need to be the church out there. And at Christians in Schools, that's our vision, that's our heart. We're going into schools and we're trying to be the church. We're trying to show young people something of Jesus and share the Christian faith. And to partner with local churches, it would be brilliant. And to have your support prayerfully, financially, but just, you know, giving the information this morning hopefully gives you more of an idea of what we're doing and why we need the support and why it's so important to us that we're doing it. So thank you so much for having us in this morning and giving us the opportunity to share a little bit more about what we do. And as I say, we've got lots of our resources and some of the things that we use at the back at the table. So if you want to look at anything after the service, you're very, very welcome. Thank you very much.